first person singular. Opinions expressed are those of the commentator. Madison Jenny talks about dancing in the time of COVID.
Teacher Maddie, I am so sad without dance. This is what one of my dance students said to me when I ran into her during Santa Cruz County's quarantine. It is already scary enough being a young child amidst this pandemic. But when you experience feelings of sadness that you can't quite understand due to the restrictions, something has to be changed. Physical activity in an enclosed environment with many other children in the midst of a pandemic wasn't smart. But to a child, it felt like something that gave them friendships and a sense of community was being taken away. Many of my students spent more time at the studio than at their actual house. They spent hours sitting in school, but then could finally have this outlet to all of life's hardships. This pandemic has taken away a lot from us all and affected mental health around the globe. But is what we are restricting being done in the right way? Why were restaurants with poor social distancing allowed to be open before small dance studios with 6 students or less being cleaned regularly? Although this pandemic is here and real, taking away so many crucial things to children such as dancing isn't being handled the right way. We need to take a hard look at how we are handling this pandemic and its wishy-washy restrictions, because future generations are going to have to deal with its aftermath.
Madison Jenny was born in Santa Cruz, where she started dancing at the age of 2. Presently, she attends Cabrillo College. If you would like to hear this piece again, go to ksqd.org/first-person-singular. For first person singular, this is Mathilde Brandt.